Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Hey. We begin three lines from the top of Hey Omer Aleph with the word Tanan. Let's remind ourselves that at the end of yesterday's shiur, we finally understood Shmuel, and as well we brought down the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, how we understand the Lashon of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said two Lashonos. It said Mudrani Mimcha, Mufrushani Mimcha, Mirchukani Mimcha. So if you said that alone, that meant one thing, but when you added on Shani Ocha Lecha, Shani Tom Lecha, so that changed it around. And the final way we concluded why we need both of those statements in our Mishnah, according to Shmuel, and both according to Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, so that is that Shmuel and Rav Yossi Chanina's understanding is that if you only said one of them, if you only said Mudrani Lecha, Mufrushani Lecha, if you only said that Lashon, then it would only be a one-way Isser. So if Reuven said to Shimon, Mudrani Mimcha, or Mifrushani Mimcha, or Miruchukani Mimcha, so then it would only be Reuven saying to Shimon, you are also to me. But when he adds the words, Shani Ochel Lecha, Shani Toim Lecha, so then that makes it reflexive, and it goes on both of them. So not only is Reuven Asring Shimon to get benefit from him, but he's also asking himself to get benefit from Shimon. That's the way we concluded at the end of yesterday's shiur. Hope that's a quick and easy, good reminder. But now we're going to question all that. We begin again, three lines from the top of Hey Omer Aleph with the words Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayin Omud Beis, as you see in the Masoros HaShas, that we'll have later in the Masechta. And the Mishnah there states, Hareini Olecha Cherim. If Reuven says to Shimon, Hareini Olecha Cherim, I am a cherim. A cherim is something that is forbidden. I am a cherim to you. As the Mefarish says over here, V'ahacha d'lo amar shani ochel. He doesn't say over here, shani ochel l'cho, or ani toim l'cho. He just says, hareini alecha cherim. So in this situation, hamudar asur, Shimon is forbidden to get any benefit from Reuven. Reuven said, hareini alecha cherim, I am a cherim to you. In other words, you can't get any hanah from me. So that's what the Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayin tells us. But Avo Madir Lo, that implies that Reuven is still permitted to get Hanoah from Shimon. Now, according to Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, and Shmuel's understanding, if you just said in our Mishnah, Mudrani Lecha, Mifrushani Lecha, Mirchukani Lecha, and you didn't qualify it by saying Shani Toem Lecha, Shani Ocha Lecha, so then it would work for both of them. Shneim asurim. But here in the Mishnah, it clearly says that only Shimon is also to Reuven. Reuven is not also to get hanoah from Shimon. So how do you explain that Mishnah according to Shmuel and Rav Yosef Chanina? So they would answer, could go into Parish. In that Mishnah, he specifically stated the At Olai Lo. When he said, Hareini Alecha Cherim, when Reuven says, I am a Cherim to you, Shimon, he added on, but not the other way around, but At Olai Lo. And when he adds that on, so that means that Reuven can get hanoah from Shimon. It's only Shimon that can't get hanoah from Reuven. The default, however, would be if he didn't say the At Olai Lo, then the Shneim Asurim. Reuven would be also to Shimon, just like Shimon is also to Reuven. But let's go weiter in that Mishnah. That Mishnah continues, and he says, if Reuven were to say to Shimon, At Olai Cherim, you are a Cherim to me. In other words, Reuven is saying, Shimon, I'm unable to get hanoah from you. You are like a cherim to me. So then, hanoah the rasa, then Reuven is also to get hanoah from Shimon. But again, the default is avamudar lo, but Shimon can get hanoah from Reuven. But that's a kasha on Rav Yosef Chanina and Shmuel, because they say that shneihem asurim in that situation. So again, we answer that Mishnah's kasha on Shmuel and Rav Yosef Chanina in the same way. If you go in the parish, we say that he said specifically, at olai cherim, however, va'anah aloch lo. So he added on the words, but not reflexively. So I'm also to get hanoah from you, Reuven says to Shimon, but you are not also to get hanoah from me. So in both the Reisha and the Sefer, the Mishnah, on Mem Zayin, Amud Beis, so Shmuel and Yosef Chanina says that the person added on v'at olai lo, or v'anoch aloch, v'anoch aloch lo. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. So then if you didn't add that on, if you didn't say v'at olai lo, and you didn't say v'ano aloch lo, what would be the halacha avostama? If you just said the words hareini olech cherim in the Reisha, or you just said the words at olai cherim in the Seifa, so then the default would be shneien asurim. Now, if that's true, as we're now saying it must be, according to Shmuel and Yosef Rebbe Chanina, you got a problem, because keep on reading. In that Mishnah, it then says, if the person says, Hareni Alecha, the Atolai, he says both Lashonos, I'm a Cherim to you, and you're a Cherim to me, only then are Shnein Asurin. Only then is Reuven Osef from Shimon, and Shimon Osef Reuven. But, Hodein Hu the Shnein Asurin, it's only in this situation we specified Hareni Alecha Cherim, and Atolai Cherim, that both of them are Asa to each other. Meaning, Ha'astama, in the Stam case where he only said, Hareni Alecha Cherim, he didn't say anything else. He didn't say, V'atolai lo. And in the Seifa, he said, Atolai Cherim. And he didn't say, in that situation, V'anoch aloch lo. In the Stam situation, only in the Reisha, Reuven would Asa Shimon on him. And in the Seifa, Reuven says, I'm also to get an offer from you. Now, who also the chayver mutter, but that goes against what Shmuel and Yosef Ruchanina said in the stam position shnei masurin. So we got a problem. How do we understand Shmuel and Yosef Ruchanina based upon this mishnah on Mem Zayin Amud Beis? So when it says first we're getting of teretz, this is the way most of the Rishonim understand this. First we're going to metaretz over here with Yosef Ruchanina. Elohachi itmar the Yosef Ruchanina. This is the way Rav Yossi Rav Chanina's statement that we made at the end of yesterday's shir was we had said then when he used the lashon of mudrani hemach. Then Shneim Asurim, so now we're going to say no. If he says, Mudar Ani Lecha, this Lashon of Lecha implies both of them, Shneim Asurim. When he uses the Lashon of Lecha, that applies both ways. Reuven is saying to Shimon, I'm also to get Hanor from you, just like you're also to get Hanor from me. Only in that situation did Rav Yosef Rechanina say Shneim Asurim. But if you use the Lashon of our Mishnah of Mudrani Hemach or Mudrani Mimcha, then who asur the chaver mutter? Then it's only one way. Then in that situation, he is not allowed to get hana from Shimon, but Shimon would be allowed to get hana from him. Mudrani heimach, I am asur to get hana from you. Who asur? However, the chavero Shimon is permitted to get hana from him. So we've answered up Rav Yosef Rav Chanina by changing around what Rav Yosef Rav Chanina said at the end of yesterday's shir. It's not mudrani heimach shnei masurim. It's only if you use the lashon. Mudrani lecha that shneim are assumed. The word lecha implies reflexive, so to say, both ways. I'm also to you, and you're also to me. But just the lashon of mudrani hemach or mudrani mimcha, then it only implies one way. So that's exactly like the Mishnah Mem Zayin says. So Yosef Rechanina is fine. However, Shmuel's not fine. That's the simple way to understand this. That now Shmuel is going to have to respond. I bar masnisin diktani hemach. Our Mishnah said mudrani mimcha. Mudrani Hemach, which we said, Vokimno Lamasnis and Lishmuel, and we're saying that Shmuel understands our Mishnah in that situation as being Shnei Masurin. So only when he says, Bechulon, Ach Yomar Shni Toim Lucha, Shni Ocha Lucha, in that situation, Hu the Yosef Chayri Mutter. It's only when he adds the word Shani Toim Lucha, Shni Ocha Lucha, that it's a one way street. So when he says, Mudrani Mimcha or Hemach, in that situation, and he adds on, Shani Toim Lecha, Shani Ocha Lecha, it means that Reuven is also to get an offer from Shimon. Who the offer? However, the Chaver is Mutter, but Shimon is allowed to get an offer from him. Now, when he uses the Lashon, Avo Bimudrani Hemach alone, without saying, Shani Toim Lecha, Shani Ocha Lecha, in that situation, Shnehem Asurim. Then Shmuel says that both of them are Asur. But this goes against the Mishnah on Mem Zayin Omid Beis. So still have a problem with Shmuel. So we have to go and revise Shmuel's statement. So therefore, Elamei Kara, the Shmuel Hachi Itmar. So this is now how we have to understand Shmuel. We're going to have several more revisions in Shmuel. First, we're going to say, no, Shmuel says now, Taima, the reasoning is, the Amar, Shani Ocha Lecha, Vashani Tom Lecha, that he added on the words, Ani Ocha Lecha, Ani Tom Lecha, only in that situation, Hu De'ein Hu Osur Ela B'Achila. That is telling us that there's only an Isser in regards to Achila. So the additional words, Shani Ocha Lecha, Shani Tom Lecha, say and minimize what the Isser is. The Isser is now only in regards to eating or in regards to tasting. However, when he says, Ha Mudrani Mimcha, if he just used the Lashon of Mudrani Mimcha, so then, Asrafilu Bana, it's a more expansive type of a statement. It's not limited to just eating or tasting, but it's including any capability of getting Hanoah at all. So it's a much more general statement. nor questions this and says, wait a second, if that's true, so then Shmuel should have said it a little bit differently. Shmuel should have said the following. Now here we have the girsa of the Bach that we're going to follow. And looking Osalef in the Bach, because it's very difficult to understand the girsa that we have in our Gemara. So we'll just read it straight in the Bach. If this is true, Lema Shmuel Hachi. Shmuel should have said in the Mishnah the following. V'im lo amar. If he didn't say, Shani ocha lecha, v'shani toim lecha, then asur afilu b'hana. Then he should have said, if you don't say that, then you're asur in hana. So therefore, he didn't say that. Shmuel didn't say that. So therefore, we still have the kasha and Shmuel. There would have been a much better way to say this, the way we just said it, according to the Girsa of the Bach. So when he didn't say it that way, in lo amar shani ochel lecha vashni toim lecha, so then asur afilu b'hana, he didn't say it that way, so therefore we have a problem. Why didn't Shmuel say it that way if that's what he meant? And the Ran explains in Dibra Masul Elam Yikoro, the Shmuel Hochi Itmar tells us when he uses the Lashon Avo Mudrani Mimcha asur afilu b'hana, if that's what you want to say, Klomar, he's telling us the Yodayim she'enon mochios have Yodayim. This goes in accord with the Shita, which we're now going to explore more in the Gemara, that when you use a partial Lashon, this Lashon of Yodayim, you didn't say the full Neder, but you just said part of it, a Yodayim, the handle of it, so if it's not clear what you said, nevertheless, having Yodayim, it still is a valid Neder. And that's why it's also b'hana if he just uses the lashon of mudrani mimcha. That's also afilu b'hana. So that's the shita that Shmuel is working within. But if that's really what he wanted to say, he should have said it more beferish. He should have said, "Lo amar shani ocha lecha v'shani toim lecha." So then it's also afilu b'hana. He didn't say it that way. So therefore, we still have a problem with Shmuel. So Gemara says, "You're right." Elohachi itmar. So now we're going to go back and explain Shmuel again and say this is what Shmuel said. Tama, the reasoning in our Mishnah that the Isser is only one way, the Omar Shani Ocha Lecha Vashni Tom Lecha, is because he specifically added on the words after Mudrani Mimcha, Meruchukani Mimcha, Mufushani Mimcha. So the reason why it's only one way when he adds on Shani Ocha Lecha Vashni Tom Lecha is in that situation, who the Osir, only by adding on the words Shani he's demonstrating what the Yadayim means, what that statement of Mudrani Mimcha means. Udiyos, only in that situation. But when he just says, Abo Amar Mudrani Hemoch, if he just says Mudrani Mimcha or Mefrushani Mimcha or Mirchukani Mimcha, Lo Mashma the Amar Osir. That alone would not imply that there's any Is over here. Why not? My timer. Because there are other ways to understand that. When he says, Mudrani Mimcha, Mudrani Mimcha, what it means isn't anything to do with Isser Hana, it means Ella, Lo Mishtaina, Bahadach Mashma. It could be understood to mean, I won't have a conversation with you. Badavka, that's an Isser Hana. This is Yodayim, She'ena Mochichos, are not Yodayim. As opposed to what we just said a minute ago, that Shmuel's opinion is Yodayim She'enu Mechichos have Yodayim. Now Shmuel is saying Yodayim She'enu Mechichos lo have Yodayim. It will not be good. So in this situation, by just saying Mudrani Mimcha, it's unclear. This Yad is not a clear Yad. And Shmuel holds, as we'll see, like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda in a moment, that Shmuel holds that that's not a good Neder. Yodayim She'enu Mechichos are not going to be a good Yad. Because it could be something else. Lo mishta'ina b'hadoch mashma. It could mean, not that I won't get hana from you, it means that I won't have a conversation with you. And when he says mufushani mimcha, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to get hana from you, or you can't get hana from me. It means the lo avidna imoch masu matan mashma. I won't go into business with you. I won't do masu and matan with you. And when he says meruchkani mimcha, it doesn't mean I won't get an offer from you. It means the lo kriyimna biarba amos diloch mashma. It means I won't go within dalet amos of you. So these are all examples of yodayim she'enon mochichos, and therefore they're not taking effect. And that's Shmuel's opinion. And this is like we originally had the very first understanding of Shmuel was that when you just said mudrani mimcha, mufushani mimcha, meruchkani mimcha, it was nothing. And only if you said, Shani Ocha Lecha, Shani Tom Lecha, then you're qualifying it, and now there's an Isser of eating or tasting. And this is the understanding of Shmuel, that we come to the final understanding of Shmuel, that Shmuel is telling us over here, Yodayim she'enan mochichos, lo havyon yodayim. And that, as we turn to Hey Amid Beis, is going to be the rest of the discussion for today's shir. So the Gemara says, now the Rush has the girsa, and you can see this in the Hagos with Tziyunim, the Rush has the girsa now, Amalei Rapopul Abayim. But in any event, whether you have that girsa or not, the Gemara now says, so let us understand over here, Lema Kesav Shmuel, Yodayim She'enon Mochichos, Lo Habin Yodayim. This, therefore, has to be the only understanding that we have within Shmuel. As opposed to what we originally said, that Shmuel holds Yodayim She'en Mochichos Havin Yodayim, here Yodayim She'en Mochichos, if it's not clear, this Yad, this partial Neder, if you wish, is not clear, so then Lo Havin Yodayim, it's not considered a valid Neder. Shmuel says, yeah, that Taka is Shmuel's opinion. In, yeah, Shmuel is of this opinion. Shmuel Mokim Lo L'masnisin Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel, in fact, holds his opinion, Yodayim She'en Mochichos Lo Havin Yodayim, which is the Tanoic opinion, the minority Tanoic opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who has a machlokes later in the Masechta and elsewhere with the Chachamim on this point. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, the Omer, Yodayim She'en Mochichos Lo Havin Yodayim, and Shmuel holds like the minority opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Lord's going to question, what forced him to hold like this minority opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and not like the majority opinion of the Chachamim? But first, we have to see where this machlokus is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So, Ditznan. We learned it in the following Mishnah, and Sar Sashas again tells us that this is found in a number of places, but the primary source is Gittin Daf Pei-Hei, and it says over there on Pei-Hei Amud Aleph, Gufo shall get. The Tanakhama's opinion is that the critical part of a get, the guf of a get, has to say, Hare at muteris l'chol odom. When a man, Rachman al-Islam, decides that he has to divorce his wife, so the get that he gives her has to state clearly, Hare at muteris l'chol odom. When he gives her over this document, it has to say in it that you are now permitted to marry any man that you wish to. That is the get. That's all that the Tanakhama says, which is the majority opinion, the Chachamim's opinion, that the get has to say. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Review the Omer, he says, no, there must be additional statements in the get to demonstrate clearly that it is the get, this document, that effectuates the divorce, and it has to state the following things. Now, there is a little bit missing over here, which I'll fill in, and you can see this in the Hagos and Siyunim Oz Beis, that it tells us that you have to fill in these words, as we'll see later on in the Daf, where it fills it in exactly the same way. So it says that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in addition to saying Hareyat Muteris Chol Adam, it has to say the Dain, this get, the Yeheve Lichi Minoi, that I am giving to you, is what causes the divorce. Not my telling you you're divorced, and this is just a document that proves that what I said happened. No, this get effectuates the divorce. And he has to say so. The Dain has to be written down. The Dain, the Yehevi, Lichi Minoi. This get literally means a document. This document that I'm giving you now will function as your effectuation of your divorce. It becomes a safer teruchin. This becomes a safer of gerushin. And here we add the words, and it also is a get biturin. As we'll see, this is the correct girsa later on the Yomud. So he has to write that as well, that this is a get peturim. This is making you potter. You're no longer my wife. The Igeris Shvukin, and this is a document that sends you away from my house. Without stating these additional things, besides Harat Buteris Choladam, it has to say Sefer Tiruchin, get peturim, and Igeris Shvukin, Rabbi Yehuda says it would be a Yad She'en Mochichos. Maybe one might think that it's just him sending his wife away. Hey, you're no longer my wife. I divorce you. And here's a document that proves that I did this. No. Yehuda would say, in that situation, it's a yad, she'en mochichos, and therefore, lo hav yon yodayim. It wouldn't be a good yad. Whereas the Tanakhama says, no, hariyat muteres cholodom, as long as it says you're permitted to go marry any man, it's clear that you're being divorced through this get, and it's, while it's a yad, she'en mochichos, the Tanakhama's opinion is, hav yon yodayim. So this is the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim. So that raises the obvious question. Am I dochik Shmuel lo'ok me'lamasnisin k'Rabbi Yehuda lo'ok me'k'Rabbanan? Afo gav de'in yodayim mochichos. So why did Shmuel go like the minority opinion of Yehuda in this situation? The simple way to look at this would be that Shmuel would want to paskin like the majority opinion of the Chachamim, and therefore Shmuel should hold that Yodayim she'enon mochichos havyon Yodayim. But that's not how Shmuel holds. He holds like the minority opinion of Yehuda. Why is that so? So the Gemara says, I'm a Rava. Rava explains, because there was a problem with Shmuel's using the interpretation of the Chachamim from the Mishnah. Masnisin kashise. The Mishnah posed a problem. The way the Mishnah was phrased, according to Shmuel, didn't seem to fit in well with the Chachamim's approach and only fit in well with the minority opinion of Yehuda. What is that? Because he said, Amai tane shani ochel lecha. And why did it say shani toim lecha? If you were going to hold like the Chachamim, so then you could better accentuate your shita that yodayim she'eno mochichos havyun yodayim by not including the word lecha. So listen, you should have said shani ochel, period. Shani toim, period. By using the word lecha, shmamino bo'inon yodayim mochichos. So that was much more in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and against the opinion of the Chachamim. And that was the problem that Shmuel had in learning the Mishnah like the shita of the Chachamim. And you can see this clearly in the Mefarish. I think he says it very simply. In Dibra Maslo, Lisne Shani Ochel O Shani Toem. Lomeli Lememar, the word Lecha. El Lahachi Tani Lecha, the Ksavar Yodayim Shein Mochichos Lo Havion Yodayim. So this is to teach us this exact idea of Rabbi Yehuda. The Iktani, if it had just said Shani Ochel Bilvad without the word Lecha, the Lo Kamal Lecha, then Lo Havi Mashma Demudo Mechavero, then it wouldn't be clear that you're assuring your friend in this, the bo'in and yadayim mochichos, because it wouldn't be clear. It could be, as we pointed out, something else. The chiyom nami mudrani, and the Bach just adds the word mimcha, the lo amar shani ochel lecha, lo mashma de bachil kamar. It wouldn't be clear that it's talking about food. El de lo mishtainon bahadach. It could mean the other option, that I just won't have anything to do with you. I won't have a conversation with you. But lav davka, that I won't be able to get hanor from you. So from the fact that it specifically stated the word lecha, that goes to show us that you need to have yodayim mochichos, because yodayim she'en mochichos, lo havyon yodayim. And that's why Shmuel felt compelled to learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda and not like the Chachamim. Shema minah, ba'inon yodayim mochichos. Now the Gemara continues and says, this machlokas of Tanoim seems to be paralleled by a machlokas Amoraim. Itmar, we learn the base medrash, this exact statement, Yodayim Shein Mochichos, if you have a yad that isn't clear that that's what it's referring to, it potentially could be learned one way or the other way. So Abaya Amar, Havyon Yodayim. No, that is good. Now this seems to be exactly in accord with the opinion of the Chachamim. And Rava Amar, Lo Havyon Yodayim. And Rava says that no, Yodayim Shein Mochichos would not be Yodayim, which sounds like the opinion of Yehuda. And in a moment, the Gemara is going to say, well, why are we having Machlokas Amoraim if we have a Machlokas Tanoim? So we'll get to that in a moment. But first, Rava explains, I'm a Rava, Rabbi Idi Asperli, the Shita that I'm promulgating, that Yodayim Shein Mochichos Lo Havin Yodayim, is based, as Rabbi Idi taught me, on the following pasuk that we learned previously. I'm a Kra, the pasuk says, Nazir Lahazir Lashem. So what does that mean? Makish Yodos Nazirus Nazirus. Like we learned previously, this was to teach us that the Yad of a Nazirus acceptance is the same as the full-fledged Nazirus acceptance in terms of halacha. It counts. So my Nazirus bafla, but just like the Nazirus has to be clearly stated, has to be a hafla, it has to be a statement, has to be verbalized clearly, so too the Yodos, even though the Yodos are not as comprehensive, nevertheless, af Yodos Nazirus bafla, it has to be clear enough. It can't be something that's ein mochichach. But it has to be Yodayim Mochichos. So therefore, Rava says, this pasuk, Nozil Az Hashem, is the source for my shita. Now the Gemara asks a question that I alluded to a moment ago, and that is, the machlokas between Abai and Rava parallels the machlokas of Tanoim. What do we need the Amoraim to argue about something that Tanoim already argued about? So Lema Bablux of the Rebbe Huda, the Rabbanu Kamitligi, they're arguing in the same machlokas. Ditnan, that we learned in our Mishnah, that we discussed before, the Mishnah in Gittin, that Gufo shall get, we had this quoted previously, the Tanakama holds, all you have to do is say, Hariat Muteris L'chol Adam. In other words, it doesn't have to be Mochichos. And that was the opinion of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, and here we have the full Girsut, which we were missing pieces before, Vyudomer, V'dein D'yehevei L'chiminoi, this document, this get, is the effectuation of our separation, of our going our separate ways, of your divorce. It is a sefer teruchin, and here we have the words vegate piturin, vegeres shivukin. It has to be a document that totally separates the husband and the wife. It says that the wife is no longer the wife of this husband. She's released from that marriage bond, and this totally separates the two of them. It has to contain that very specific lashon. So, as we said, this is the shita of yodayim required to be mochichos. Yodayim she'en mochichos lo havin yodayim. They have to be mochichos. So let us say, the Gemara says, that Abaye holds like the Rabbanan, Abaye domer k'Rabbanan, and Rava holds the omer k'Rav Yehuda. And again, the question is, what do you need Amorayim to argue with the same machlokas that Tanayim had? So each of the Amorayim says, no, don't lock me in to a shita that says that I only hold like a das of one of them. Abaye says, I want to be able to hold like both Rav Yehuda as well as the Chachamim, and Rava says the same thing, I want to hold like Rav Yehuda as well as the Chachamim. And why is that? Because Amar Abaye, Abaye would say, listen, I hold that Yodayim Shei Mochichos are good, and that seems to be only like the Chachamim, and not like the opinion of Rav Yehuda. No, I can even hold like Rav Yehuda. Why is that? Because Ad Kan, until now, Lo Kam Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said you must have mochichos, you have to say the day they have ilichi minoi, has to be sefer tiruchin, has to be get piturin, has to be gerish shivukin. That's only, he added all of those things. Ad kan lo kam Rav Yehuda be'inon yadai mochichos elo gabe get. That's only in regards to a get. Because by the get, the Torah tells us it has to be a sefer krisus. The ba'inon krisus, the leka. And if you don't have that very specific language, the mochichos language, by a get, I agree that it's no good. So, Rabbi Yehuda can certainly hold like me because the get is the exception to the rule. In general, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yodayim Shei Mochichos Havyan Yodayim, like me. And only by get does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you need to have Yodayim Mochichos over there. I will be Alma Bishamisle. But you don't find that Rabbi Yehuda has to hold like that in general. So Abaye says Rabbi Yehuda actually holds like me. It's only by get that he has a special requirement that it be Mochichos. But in general, he holds Yodayim Shei Mochichos are good Yodayim, Havin Yodayim. And similarly, Rava says the same thing. Rava says, no, of course, I hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because clearly, I hold that Yodayim, Shein Mochichos, Lo Havin Yodayim, which is clearly Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But I can even fit in with the Rabbanan Shita that seems to say that you don't require Yodayim Mochichos, because Rava Amar, Anan Da Amri Afilu Rabbanan, I can even fit in with the Shita of the Rabbanan. Why is that? Because Ad Kan Lo Kamri Rabbanan, the rabbis only said by get that you don't need to have the mochichos. They were happy with just saying hareyat moteres kol adam, the lo b'inyan dai mochichos in that situation. Elagabi get, it's only by get because it's so obvious by get that you're divorcing the woman. As we turn to Vav Amud Aleph, where it says clearly that the ain adam migaris as eshes chavero. When you divorce somebody, you're only divorcing your own wife, as you can see in the Mefarish. Because of hareyat moteres kol adam, if a man says to a woman, you're now permitted to everybody else, so mashma delishto kamar, who else but his wife could he be saying that to? The age is inish the alma and the magarish, because you can't divorce somebody else's wife, you can only divorce your own wife. Umurcha milsa, vishapi magarish. So in this situation, by get, the exact opposite of what Abaye said, Rava says that clearly by get, that's the exception, but the exception in the other way, that only by get do you allow your daim shenu mochichos to be good. Because it's clear, you can't divorce anybody else other than your wife. But by the Alma, by everything else, by all of the cases, Mishamislu, where do you find that the Chacham hold that Yodayim Sheinu Mochichos are good? In fact, the Rabbanan hold like me, Yodayim Sheinu Mochichos, Lo Habyon Yodayim. So this is the way that Abaye and Rava don't necessarily parallel the Machlokas for Yehuda and the Chachamim, because each of them would say, no, I hold like both for Yehuda and the Chachamim. This was a difficult shiur. I know it was a short shiur, but it was a difficult shiur. But this is a good break point. We'll stop over here, although we'll still continue to discuss these opinions in tomorrow's daf.